Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With a closer look, let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, our unofficial snow measurement just a few minutes ago here near Kenmore Square is 7 inches of snow. That was a lot. That came really fast.
It did come really fast. I saw our producer Dan Guzman's snowfall total tweet, and I was very impressed. It looked great. That 7-inch amount, pretty indicative of what's been going on as we have the heavy snow moving through the Boston area. We've really had this band set up roughly from northeastern Connecticut through Providence, the metro west and southwest suburbs of Boston, over Boston and onto Cape Ann. And we always talk about this during these nor'easters. You get these bands, they're very tough to predict where they're going to set up. Sometimes they set up north-south of the city. Sometimes they're offshore. This one happens to be going right through metro Boston.
How wide is this band? How long will it last?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we're doing what we call now casting at this point, right? So the forecasting comes with predicting the storm. And now we get into now casting, which is kind of just watching what's happening. And what I've been noticing is that that band runs roughly inside 495 around the 128 belt. Also, over the past, I'd say 15 or 20 minutes, it's been shifting off towards the south just a little bit. So we're seeing the snow lighten up from the 128 belt west. It's still snowing. It's still accumulating, but it's not that 1 to 2 inch an hour rates. Those are still located across northern Rhode Island, down through the southwest suburbs of Boston. And I do think that's the area that's going to end up in this 10 to 12 inch-ish range that I added to the accumulation map. You can find that on WBUR.org. We added that because of the band.
A lot of people are listening just for those inches. Would you mind doing again? What are you thinking for the final accumulations of snow right now with things changing so quickly?
Yeah. So generally, I think everybody east of 495 is in a 5 to 9 inch or 5 to 10 inch band of snow. Within that, running from roughly, let's call it Gloucester, Peabody, Salem, down through Boston, Medfield, you get into Providence, and then go south towards Bridgewater, Plimpton, probably a 10 to 12 inch band within that. It doesn't mean that everybody there gets a foot of snow, but there's going to be pockets. People will be measuring in their backyards. We're going to see rulers disappearing.
How cold is it going to get tonight? Will everything refreeze?
Well, the good news is that the snow is light and fluffy, so we won't really have a refreezing around Greater Boston because it's already cold and we're not really going to warm up very much. So temperatures will go down to the teens. The problem is down towards the Cape and the islands where we've had a mix of rain and snow and the snow's much heavier and wetter. So you folks listening who are outside trying to push basically some cement around, that's going to freeze rock solid here by tomorrow morning with temperatures in the teens and even 20s on Cape Cod and the islands.
Okay, just briefly, what will the weekend look like?
The weekend Saturday looks great. Lots of sunshine, temperature near 30. On Sunday, another weak weather system moves through. A little bit of rain or light snow in the afternoon hours, maybe some slippery spots with some freezing rain, but it's very, very light. This is not going to turn into anything, I promise. And then as we head for Monday, it's sunny and cold. Arctic air moves in for Tuesday and Wednesday. Very cold day on Tuesday, the coldest day of the winter so far. Temperatures only in the teens.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you so much for keeping us updated.
You're welcome.